Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and that all things are going well for you and yours. As always, we want to try to bring you a show that is interesting, and we hope that we've picked a subject that may resonate with you, and that is one that is actually going to give you a little bit more than you were expecting to receive. Today's show is, how much are you really worth, and are you a wimp? I've come to the conclusion that most people believe they're worth millions and millions of dollars. Most people believe that they're worth all the time that life could possibly give them. However, none of these people live a life that actually is an example of that. Most people live a life that is so devoid of any type of positive activity or any type of positive or constructive action that they're basically barely alive. I'm not saying that they don't eat. I'm not saying that they don't drink. I'm not saying that they don't use the bathroom. What I am saying is that their self-worth, their self-appreciation, their drive, their motivation is almost non-existent. I mean, how can you go through your life? I mean, if you're really living, honestly, if you're really living and you're really alive, then how can you possibly count on someone else to take care of you and your family? How can you put all of your marbles in one basket? The basket's not even yours. I mean, it's almost like you rented the basket and then expect to actually come out ahead. How can you expect to actually win in this game we call life if you're barely a player? You refuse to get on the field, and you keep acting like somebody's going to hand you a free ride. Now, I understand that there's a lot of people out there that think that there are, you know, princess and prince charmings that are going to rescue them from their mundane, beat-down, you know, stagnant lives. But ladies and gentlemen, let's be real. Let's see things as they are. There is no prince charming. All right? And if there was, he's been gone a long time ago. And since none of the present princes, I believe, have any, in England, have any particular heirs coming up, it doesn't look like there's going to be any new Prince Charmings anytime soon. And as far as princess, whatever, I think most of the princesses are actually also taken. So, with that said, ladies and gentlemen, I think that a lot of us need to wake up. And we need to understand that we are worth far more than anybody is going to pay us. We are worth far more than anybody is going to give us. What does that mean? That means we need to get up off of our duffs and stop waiting for the magic number to come out. You know, many years ago, they used to have this thing called the Magic 8-Ball. And the Magic 8-Ball was a toy. A lot of people took that toy really seriously. And some people took that toy a bit too seriously. The people that took it seriously took it so seriously that they thought that by shaking that magic eight ball, they were actually going to get the answers to their needs, to their dreams, to their wants, and to their desires. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Some manufacturer decided what the answers were going to be on the magic eight ball. Not some mystical, magical power, not some divine being, some individuals. A board, more than likely. All right? And one of the questions that I used to think was really funny on the Magic 8-Ball, yes, I've seen many in my time, was ask again, maybe tomorrow. Because the Magic 8-Ball, again, was a game. It was not real. It was a toy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, know now, without the shadow of a doubt, life is real. Your life is happening as I speak. Whether you listen to this show live or whether you listen to this show 5 years from now, your life is going on. The things that are going to happen to you are happening or have happened since the time that I started this show and before I started this show. The things that are going to impact your life are also going to happen to your children, your children's children, your children's 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 children, to infinity and as long as mankind is alive. How about several of us, most of us, get up off our duffs and do what's necessary? I always find when I talk to people that it's interesting. Sometimes it's interesting to a point to where it's not even funny. And it's not even funny because there are so many people that honestly believe that there is such a thing as a magic eight ball. The funny thing is that there's so many people out there that really believe that somebody's going to come and rescue them from their pain, rescue them from their mundane day-to-day lives. Again, nobody is going to rescue you. I know I hear people say all the time that God will provide. I know I hear people all the time tell me that if you give yourself to the Lord, then great things are going to happen. And you know what? I can't say I disagree with that. What I can say is that everything that you need has probably already been given to you. And giving yourself is more than just saying, I give myself, everything is in your hands, and I'm not going to take any action because everything's in your hands. I'm sure that many of you have heard the story about the gentleman who was a dedicated and extremely strong believer in the Almighty. So much is so that when his plane or boat or whatever it was sunk in the ocean, he basically was sent, a helicopter came to rescue him. He wouldn't get on it. A rowboat was there to help him. He wouldn't get on it. Another ocean liner sailed by and tried to rescue him. He refused to get on it. And then in the end, he sunk to the bottom and he drowned. Okay. Well, once, of course, the gentleman drowned, because he was such a loyal and devout follower of his religion and his belief, he went to heaven. But when he got to heaven, he was a little annoyed. So he wanted to see the man in charge, so to speak, or the person in charge, or the entity in charge, whatever you want to call it. So, of course, since he was such a good and caring and dedicated soul, they allowed him to see the man himself, or the entity himself. But once he got there and he got in front of God, he said, God, why did you forsake me? Why didn't you help me when I needed your help? Why did you let me die when I had so much work I still needed to do back on earth? And God said, well, you know, I really don't know what happened. He said, you know, so God ran back the videotape, I guess you can say, and he looked at it and he said, wow, okay, this is deep, okay. So the guy was like, well, what do you mean this is deep? I thought you were the Almighty. I thought you were the All-Powerful. I thought you were the All-Knowing. And God said, well, here's the deal. Your plane, your boat, whatever went down. So I sent you a dinghy. You refused to get on the dinghy. So I said, screw it. You know, I sent you a bigger boat. You refused to get on the bigger boat. I sent you a rescue squad. You refused to get on the rescue boat. He said, so then I sent you a helicopter, figuring as a last-ditch effort, if I send you a helicopter, they can pick you up. He said, in the end, I sent you a helicopter, and you still refused to get on board. You refused my help. He's like, so I don't mean to sound funny, but How stupid do you get? And the man then, of course, looked at God and said, oh, all of those were from you? Needless to say, the man died. He didn't need to die. And part of the reason that he died was because he was waiting for somebody to reach out and help him up. He wasn't willing to take the steps necessary to move himself and his life forward so that he could live, so that he could continue to exist. And how many of us do that same thing on a regular basis? How many of us forsake the help, ignore the help, and are waiting for someone else to give us the keys, the ticket, the permission, the authorization, the pass to move forward with our lives and to make our lives a success and to live the fullest life we can possibly live? Too many of us. Again, I hear people constantly complain about they don't have enough money. They don't have enough this. They don't have enough that. You guys don't pay enough. You guys aren't giving enough. You guys don't support us. You guys don't care. Well, first, who's the main person that needs to care? The main person that needs to care is the individual saying that all of these other entities don't care. So, if it's meant to be, it's up to who? It's up to me. Well, the same thing goes for you, Blog Talk, and those listening to the Zurian Show. If it's meant to be, it's up to you. It's up to you to take the steps necessary to get yourself where you want to be. So again, how much are you worth? How much are you really worth? And are you a wimp? Are you so afraid to fail that you won't try? Are you so afraid to fail that you won't take any of the necessary steps to get you where you need to get? We all run into those little, I guess I can call it slumps, where we wonder what our purpose is. We wonder why things aren't working out. And I understand that. However, life is about living, and living is about action. If your heart stops, do you continue to live? No, you die. If your blood stops circulating, do you continue to live? No, you die. If your reproductive system stops functioning, what happens? You can't grow another life. You can't be part of the stimulus of creation. If your eyes stop working, you don't see. If your lungs stop taking in oxygen, you stop breathing. If you look at it, everything in you is geared for action. Yet most of us live in a life that's filled with what? No action. Most of us are waiting for someone else to make the next move. Most of us are waiting for someone else to decide what's right, what's wrong, what's good, what's bad. We're waiting for permission to act. You shouldn't need permission to act. Now, everybody is human. Everybody forgets things. Everybody has distractions. Everybody has wants and desires. The problem is that very few people are willing to take the action. So if you refuse to take the action, do you really want it? And if you refuse to take the action, do you really deserve it? Because I'm finding that most people truly refuse to take the necessary actions to move themselves forward, to reach for those particular goals or to reach for those particular things that they keep telling everyone, and I mean everyone, that they want. Life is not an accident. In order for you to be born, there had to be some action. There was action between your mother and father. By God, even if you are, artificially inseminated, there was some action that had to take place. Be it that you're a test tube child or not, you know, or a miracle child or a child of science. And for you to get that far, there had to be what? There had to be a production. That had to be action. What were those actions? Some male had to ejaculate sperm or semen. That semen had had to be put into a jar or however it is that they preserve the semen so that it can then be taken out of that jar and then injected into a woman's womb, into the egg, to fertilize the egg so that you can be born. Ladies and gentlemen, everything in your entire existence is a process of action. The fact that you can listen to what I'm saying and you can comprehend what's being said and you can take that information and disseminate it to others, or that you can learn and share and grow and develop, is all part of this. The desire to drink, the desire to eat, the desire to get up in the morning and do anything is a process of what? It's a process of different actions. Those actions culminated into you becoming born, into you existing today, into you having a mind and knowledge. And if you've got a degree or don't have a degree, all right, if you're fit or not fit, that is all part of an action. If you have good money, I mean not good money, if you have money or you don't have money, all of these things are part of actions. Your actions, good, bad, or indifferent, have led you to the position in which you're in today. Again, good, bad, or indifferent. Your actions are part of everything that you do. Ladies and gentlemen, please stop being wimps. Stop waiting for someone else to hand you the keys to the city, because most people don't even know where the city is. Stop looking to people for advice that haven't lived themselves, so how can they help you live? They're sitting there on the couch with you, so how can they show you how to start a physical fitness program, or how to get financial guidance, or how to take care of your life, or how to find a job? Most people are miserable, and guess what? They want to take you with them because they don't want to be miserable by themselves. They are looking for misery company. And you, too segrinning, looking all happy, are smiling with them saying, "Me too, boss." Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we need to take stock of our lives. We need to understand that life is an event that you have to show up for. As someone has said to me several times, 90% of life is showing up. 90% of life is showing up, and most people are missing in action. The class has started, and you're not even in the room. In some cases, you're not even in the state, but yet you're looking for credit. You're looking for a bonus. You're looking for the way out. You're looking for the answer. However, you're not willing to take notes. You're not willing to be in the class. You're not willing to take action and do the things that you need to do to get you in the game, to show not only yourself, but to show everybody there that you are a viable player in this game. You'd rather sit on the bench, at home, on your couch, then hop on the plane and travel where you have to travel to get the knowledge, the information, and the experience that you need to do the things that you need to do. Again, I'm constantly saying this. An education is a beautiful thing, and you should get as much education as you want, as much education as you need, as much education as you can get. You should get as many certificates, certifications, and degrees as you can. However, remember that if you have all the information in the world and you won't use that information, you are not moving forward. You are not helping yourself, your family, or your loved ones. You're not in a position to improve anything. You are another person that is out there looking for a handout. Just today, I had a conversation with a young lady that I've talked to on several occasions. The person is constantly complaining. However, the person refuses to take any type of action. The person knows they refuse to take action. The person knows that what they're doing is not that bright. The person knows that if they continue to do things that they've been doing, they are going to continue to get the unpopular results that they've been getting. However, this person will not take action. Ladies and gentlemen, as I said to this person, you can help 1,000, but you can't carry 3 on your back. This is a person that wants someone to carry them on their back, and then will get upset when the person carrying them goes, "You need to get down because I'm tired." These are the same types of people that will tell you, "Well, I don't want my feet to get dirty, so you need to carry me at least over to that rock." These are the same people that are going to tell you that I'm thirsty and then won't go in the refrigerator and get something to drink. These are the people that are constantly needers. These are the people that constantly want something. These are the people that always want attention. You know, I read a thing that was posted recently on a particular website, and the words were, excuse me, the word on the website was drama. And it was really interesting because what this person spelled drama to be was dumb retards asking for more attention. So, ladies and gentlemen, are you a drama king or queen? Basically, are you a dumb retard asking for more attention? Drama. It's a perfect use of those initials. And the funny thing is it you? Are you that person? Are you one of those people that's never going to step forward and never going to step up? Like I explained to a couple of people, if you're not making enough money, then change it. Okay? If you're not going to do what you need to do, then shut up. Stop wasting our time. Stop running your mouth knowing that you're not going to step forward. Stop complaining about the rest of the world not doing what they need to do, because it's not that they're not doing what they need to do. It's that you're not doing what you need to do. It's that you're not moving your life forward. It's that you aren't doing the things necessary to do the things that you need to do. It is amazing. Totally amazing. That so many people seem to think that the world owes them something. That so many people seem to think that if they keep hoping and wishing and praying for things to change, things are going to change. For so many people to think that they deserve change, but they're not willing to do anything to create the change that they seem to think they deserve. Ladies and gentlemen, a zero, zero times zero equals what? Zero. Zero plus zero equals what? Zero. For all of you that claim to be religious, please relook at your Bible. Please relook at your Quran, your Hadith, your Talmud, your Torah, any of those things. Please relook at them, whatever version you have. In it, it says that if you take one step, mind you, I just said one step towards your divine being, your divine being will get you where you need to be. Most of you won't get up out the bed. Most of you won't get up off the couch. You know, I have had several people tell me on many occasions when they have a gut or they're out of shape or whatever that you need to love me for who I am. But, you know, that I own all of this. You know, I pay taxes on this gut. You're a sad sack of crap. You don't have to appreciate what I'm saying. I don't really care. I'm telling it like it is. Understand that the truth, even though sometimes may be painful, it is something that we all need to hear. It is also something that we all need to share. Ladies and gentlemen, again, your job is just that, a job. In order for you to keep your job, you need to keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. By all means, I've said this before, work as hard for your employer as you possibly can. But I'm also going to say this. We all need to start working as hard for ourselves as we will for our employers. My hat is off to all entrepreneurs. You guys are the jacks of all trades and the masters of none. However, you are also the people that are providing jobs. You are also the people that are taking the risk. And you are also the people that are the movers and shakers of the world. And you are also the wolves of our nature, of our society. And the people that work for you are your sheep, and they need leadership. They need direction. They need an objective. They need goals. They need controls. They need to be stewarded to the next position, because the majority of them, there are a few. There are a few that are going to step up to the table. There are a few that are going to live up to the dream. There are a few that are going to take the example that you've given them, and they're going to improve upon it. They're going to make it better. They're going to start their own industries. They're going to create jobs and things like that for other people, and they're going to become not only assets to themselves, but assets to their community and those around them. However, the amount of people that aren't ever going to give anything to anybody, the amount of people that are going to continue to take, continue to want, and continue to deliver absolutely no value and no service to anyone except themselves is an amazing amount. So again, for all the entrepreneurs out there, keep doing what you're doing. For all the good people out there that are going to continuously give and continuously strive to help as many people as they can, kudos to you too. And for all you sacks of crap that aren't worth anything, all of you people that are listening to what I'm saying and not hearing it and not understanding that I'm not only talking to you, I'm talking about you, please do us all a favor and drop dead. For all of you negative people that try to create havoc, drama, and misery in everyone's life that you can possibly contact with or come in contact with, yet you believe that you are the God sent, that you are the Savior, that you are innocent, I wish you all the pain and misery that you have due, for all the pain and misery times 20 that you've inflicted on other people. For all of you people that try to hide behind your degrees and try to hide behind your position and try to hide behind your power, I hope that when you get to that place where you deserve to go, they do you like they did on Saturday Night Live, what they did to Hitler. They stick a bowling ball up your butt every day when you go to visit the person who you truly worship, which is definitely the devil. Anyway, for all of you people out there that do want to succeed, for all of you people out there that do have dreams and are willing to take the step to move yourself forward, I wish you every luck. I wish you every joy. Understand that in every one of your failures, there's a nugget of success, and that nugget is going to get you where you need to be. It's not going to be easy. You're going to have trials. You're going to have ups. You're going to have downs. You're going to have people that totally let you down. You're going to have people that you thought were on your side, and you're going to find out that they were never on your side at any point. But remember, that is a learning experience. That is part of your journey. In life, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. And as you make the correct steps in your journey, as you make those adjustments, as you make those speed ups and those slowdowns, as you understand that it's all part of the learning and growing process, you will reach your goals. You will attain your goals. You may not obtain them when you're 20. You may not obtain it when you're 30. You may not obtain it when you're 40. But understand that as long as you keep trekking along, you keep doing the things that you need to do, your dreams, your things will come true. And also understand that while you're working to get to your goals, you also need to be helping as many people as you can to get to theirs. Why? Because those are the people that when you're tired, when you work so hard, because you treated them so well and done the right things, those are the people that are going to help you to get where you need to be. We all have a certain term, have a different mission. Anyway, don't be a dumb retard asking for more attention. Become a person that's a giver. Become a person that's a sharer. Become a person that's going to help not only yourself, but help others to grow. And do that by helping as many people as you can. With that, this is Zurian of the Zurian Show. You're worth a lot more than anybody's willing to pay you. Know that now and take what you need to take and do what you need to do. But be right, be good, and do what you need to do to get there in the correct way. Thank you very much, and have a great and wonderful day. This is Zurian, and you take care.